rest anyway. So we did go back out a lot of times in the summertime when it was too hot until, say, 1:32.
Did you have a lunch in the afternoon?
Yeah, we always got a afternoon lunch, and that was a habit they had years ago, to eat a snack around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
What did you usually have in that snack?
No, nothing but preserved bread, maybe, or sometimes a little cheese with it, some homemade cooked cheese.
What did you have to drink with it?
Just water.
Just water?
Or coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee, a lot of, they drank a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever roast your own coffee?
No. They always, but, well, coffee used to be cheap, and they bought it in big sacks, you know, when they bought coffee. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't buy it whole and grind it yourself?
Well, no, I believe they had it ground. I don't think we ever ground the coffee. We ground, well, maybe we did ground coffee. We had a spice grinder, and we ground, you know, later on we ground the pepper and different things. So we could have ground coffee, too. I don't remember if we'd ever did. Mm-hmm.
We had ours ground at the grocery store.
Yeah, I think we did too. They had the grocery store always had the grinder.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your grandfather and grandmother come from the old country?
My grandpa Ott come from Alsace-Lorraine when he was 18 years old, but we could never find out anything. He never would tell us what little village he come from or anything. Don't know why he come over, but we think maybe he was in trouble or something, or he didn't want to get in the army or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What nationality was your grandmother?
My grandma was German, and she come from Kerrville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma out. And my grandpa and Grandma Brown also were German, but I think my Grandpa Brown had a little Swiss in there, from the Swiss border somewhere.
I think so too.
And,
now, when your father died and you moved to the farm, your mother had to work. What was her profession?
Well, she would cook. That was all, I guess, she knew what to do.
She got to be rather famous, couldn't
you? Yeah, she cooked in a few hotels, one out at Marfa, Houston, the Rice Hotel in Houston, and a hotel here in San Antonio.
Can you tell me some of the things that you especially remember as a child that she fixed?
Oh, gosh, no, nothing really special. I mean, you know, it was just common. I mean, just everyday food.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Was it much like we eat here?
Pretty much, yes. Of course, we fixed our own bread and everything, you know. Had our own garden and everything. We tried to raise as much as possible. Raise chickens, hogs, turkeys, guineas. Mm-hmm. Have our own eggs.
How did you fix the guineas? Did you eat those?
Oh yeah, if they're young, you fried them. But you couldn't scare them, because if you scared them and kill them, the meat turned dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be black almost.
Mm.
Yeah, but they were good watchdogs, those guineas. I think that's one reason why we had them when we was in the country.
Who took care of you then when your mother went out to work?
Well, my grandpa, when my grandma died, well, he lived with us. And of course, he was an old baker. You know, he worked in San Antonio as a baker. And He baked all the bread and everything for us at home while my mother was out working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes he would cook, but a lot of times he'd do the outside work, chopping wood and carrying wood and stuff like that.
He was the man of the house.
Yeah.
Did your mother go to a school? To a shift school?
Well, she went to some schooling here in San Antonio, but it was a cooking school. I think it was Betty Crocker. No, not Betty Crocker. I really don't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What, I don't know what kind of school it was. Really. But there she learned there a lot.
She really was a fun cook.
Yeah, she knew how to cook.